Blog Talk Radio.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
Vikings. They were all Air Force participants, and they served in the Air Force, and they formed their group on off-duty time. And Janet Napolitano labeled them a potential terrorists. Anybody that's in the military who served this country is a potential terrorist. And Obama's raising an army to destroy them. Yes. Welcome to the Communist Hour and the Democratic Party, formerly the Democratic Party, now the disunited United States. Party of Death. I'm looking at the big headline, and it says, the IRS said Thursday it will rewrite the proposed rules governing nonprofit groups and political activity, bowing to overwhelming opposition from Tea Party groups. Yeah, that's nice. That's fine and dandy, but we want to see who's going to jail for peeing in the brandy. Yeah, that doesn't get you off the hook, Lady Lerner. And your Fifth Amendment. Yeah, unbelievable, man. They steal, they lie, they cheat, and they call themselves Americans. Soap's hidden danger. Magnesium stops heart disease. That's Newsmax Health. Yes, that's wonderful. We're all feeling healthy tonight. We don't need any advice. 8% annuity return get consistent income for life. We found a newspaper from the murder of JFK, the assassination. You can get a bag of apples for 87 cents, a bag of oranges for 87 cents. I think you can get three primary foods for a dollar. Yeah, unbelievable. And the interest at the bank was 4.75%. How's that? And you go to the bank today, they say, look, why should we lend you money? We're lending it to the government and making 2%. Why should we lend you money? Yeah, what's in it for us? couple of tool specials. If you like tools, there's a French shop, Zadil. I'm really sorry I didn't share this with you sooner. That's a Tea Party blog. This video can be taken down within seconds. Warning, I wish this was a joke. Unfortunately, it isn't. It is deadly serious. Martial law is here. Are you prepared? What is about to hit us is to be more unavoidable and more dangerous than the war with Russia. Oh, you want some news on what's happening in the Ukraine? This is right from the front lines. Snipers are picking off Russian undercover agents that are pretending to be citizens, starting riots, but they're really Russian military. And the press is announcing that 30 Ukrainians died today, but no Russian casualties. But we hear that the Russian casualties are quietly being put on trailer trucks and driven back to the Soviet Supreme. So snipers are picking off Russian troublemakers. And you know that the Crimea has oil and gas, right? And that's the real reason Putin wants it, because he just signed a nice order with the Chinese, and he's going to be supplying the Chinese with oil and gas for 30 years as he starves out Europe. Yeah, he's laying siege to Europe. Yeah, it's wonderful. Remember when the Russians and the Chinese teamed up to bring drugs to the United States and nobody told you about it? It's in a book called Red Cocaine. I refer to it constantly. And the Czechoslovakians and all of the Soviet Empire countries were all in on the deal. Hillary game plan, destroy Trey Gowdy. Unless you're living under a rock, you know the House Republicans finally decided to create a select committee to investigate the Benghazi attacks. They appointed South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to lead the investigation. Oh, by the way, we hear good things about, what's the doctor's name that's a surgeon? Carson, the guy who looked down on Barack Obama at a prayer breakfast and lectured him. Yeah, and did you know that the White House called him after and threatened him? They demanded that he call the president with an apology. And he said something in Italian, like Bafangul. Yeah, and apparently this Dr. Carson, man, he knows he's got a handle on who's running the government, and he's using the word communist. Yeah, we'll see if they stop him. This is great news, as Congressman Gowdy has shown talent for tough questionings. Clearly, Hillary and those surrounding her think the deaths of four brave Americans makes no difference. Yeah, I liked when her and Chelsea were taking fire in Afghanistan. Did you ever hear that story? And then they had to retract it. I have a picture of Hillary walking out of a bunker with an officer. And I put a caption underneath it, in Afghanistan, and I put a caption underneath it. If I have my way, you'll be wearing a blue helmet and reporting to the UN. Yeah. Remember that those that dared to uncover the truth about the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton, and Clinton lies under oath, the Clintons methodically destroyed the careers and reputations of those who led the impeachment proceedings, including Congressman Bob Livingston, Bob Barr, Henry Hyde, Newt Gingrich, Helen Chenoweth, and Dan Burton. Bottom line, if Americans want Gowdy to uncover the truth about Benghazi and Hillary's role, he will need your support. So please take a second to sign a support statement for Trey. There you go. So Trey's going to be under fire, or they're going to find things out about Trey, you know, that he kicked the cat. They'll have pictures of him kicking the cat. Yeah, he kicked the cat. It'll be a big scandal. And the pet food companies will all contribute. big money to the Hillary Defense Fund. It's funny how she got the, she was cured. It was a miracle, man. She had a stroke all the time she was in office. But the last day when it was too late to hold hearings, she recovered immediately right after. Survey for veterans in New York City. You want to hear that one? The PTC Weekly Wrap. You want to hear that? This is a Parent Television's TV Council. Want to change the culture? Go to where the money is. Family Guy continues pedophilia-themed punchlines. Family Guy is too disgusting for me. I know people would love it, but I'm sorry. I'm civilized. Family Guy. That's a Family Guy? Yeah. Yeah, Charles Manson was a Family Guy. New York City small business in conjunction with the mayor's communist office. It's all propaganda. Survey for veterans. How does it feel? How does it feel to serve your country? Aren't you ashamed? That's the New York survey. Yeah, all the draft dodgers live in New York. There's a handful. They're called TP people. They're the only ones. Never before released video from Alan West. Hillary game plan destroyed Ted Gowdy. We already talked about that. We're not worried. Trey Gowdy can handle his own. Let Joe Biden know he's wrong again. And Joe Biden is a circus act, man. Yeah, get up and take a bouch. Oh, I'm sorry, you're in a wheelchair. Sorry about that. Unbelievable, man. There's a guy that leaps before he looks. FEMA plans for massive depopulation. You want to hear that one? Can you carry your mattress over the George Washington Bridge or on your head? They banned this video. I like that when they do that. They banned this video, and they got a picture of a nuke going off. We already had previews of coming attractions on 911 when everybody ran and jumped into the Hudson River. Did you know that? I met a guy who from Staten Island who jumped in his boat. He went downtown New York, and he rescued his own daughter. And he said when he got into close to the docks, the water was littered with paper. You know, letterheads. So let Joe Biden know he's wrong again. Let's see what Joe Biden's going to do. We got more important things. Mark Udall. Mark Udall's got to be defeated. He's a flag burner. Joe Biden also voted to burn the flag, by the way. Yeah. But he doesn't vote to kill kids. He won't go that far in the party of death. He does not sign anything or promote anything that kills children. And maybe it's because he knows that God doesn't like that. You know, maybe he got a message. But whatever it is, we shall continue on. No Bible school district backs down. Well, the schools are under siege. And the communist ACLU will oh, God's Ten Commandments, with God all things are possible. Last week, Liberty Institute, on behalf of Hemphill, Texas resident Jeanette Golden, sent a demand letter to the Texas Department of Transportation after it banned her from placing a Ten Commandments sign on her own private property. I've always wanted to see somebody put up a big cross across from ACLU or Southern Poverty Communist Center headquarters. A giant cross, one that glows in the dark. Yeah. And then they could get it on, it has phosphorus in it. And they would bring in their EPA communists. Official ban of Bobby's Bible study. We stopped them in court. You're counting on judges that they haven't seated the bench with to be still on your side. But there's a lot of people out there that just like that the Viva Cristo Rey slogan. Yes, Viva Cristo Rey. Did you ever see Andy Garcia's movie about the Mexicans? And how they tried to close all the churches, Mexican communist government. You know, we got a lot of problems with the Mexican government. We got a guy six weeks in jail now, a Marine, because he thought he was driving in the USA, and he ended up on a one-way road into Mexico. He had three weapons in his car that he legally owned, but they're using him as a pawn while they push Obama around, because everybody's coming out of the woodwork to push Obama around. That's what they're doing. They know he has no Liberty Bells. Yeah, he can't even take care of a VA, guys waiting at the VA. He's looking into it. This guy looks into everything, and he always uses the buzzwords. You know what the communist buzzwords are? Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. Shocked and appalled. Hey, Hillary, your brother got caught with $450,000 from the Vignali drug money that was coming to you in cash. Oh, no, that wasn't coming to me. Billy just made a slight error. Well, I told him he has to bring it back. I'm shocked and appalled. So Billy brought it back, and the Vignali crime family, whose son was in prison waiting for a pardon from Bill Clinton, they said, Billy, you're 50 grand short here. And Billy said, yeah, I spent some of the money. Oh, I said, it's okay, Billy. We understand. Yeah, we always forgive people that can't pay the bill. Yeah, unbelievable. I tell you what, we're going to tell our troubles to the gypsy woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman.
I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love a gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
There's a photo that's popping up on the internet. It's communist Bernie Sanders from Vermont, and he is on the Socialist Party list of members of the Socialist Party, and he's laughing, and he's laughing, and he's right next to Harry Reid, the cattle rustler, and then who's standing next to Al Frankenstein, the mistake of Minnesota, and the worst one of all, the biggest S-bag, is, let me see if they got his name here. There's Bernie Sanders, a union-backed socialist from Vermont, they call him. But the guy that Blumenthal from Connecticut, Blumenthal got into the Marine Corps when nobody was looking. When nobody was on guard duty, he got into the Marine Corps and he got himself a uniform. And he went around and he told all his constituents that he had served on the front lines in Vietnam. And then they found out he was lying. So you know what he did? He came out and he admitted he lied. And he was attorney general at the time, just like Eric Bagholder is. So he came out and he admitted that he lied. So they said, you know what? You did such a lousy job, we're going to make you a senator. And he's a senator now. And you got to see him when he acts indignant, you know. I'm shocked and appalled when he does his routine. So these four guys just voted to bypass any kind of investigation into the VA. Senate Democrats just blocked a bill to increase accountability at scandal-plagued Veterans Affairs Department. Tonight and on Fox, somebody had a very good suggestion, and that is let them all go to regular hospitals and let the VA pick up the tab, being that they can't do the job. How's that? And maybe that psychiatrist that's only seeing two GIs a day can go home. And the doctor that's seeing 10 GIs a day will take his place and send the bill to the government. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, they don't have to be kept in a holding pen to die. They're free. They can go out and do what they got to do. Isn't that much better? That is much better. Let's see what we got here. Want a tune? I'll give you a little Hawaii 5-0. Book 'em, Dano. Book the house in the Senate. On in this country. We are the Sodom and Gomorrah. I think when Moses came down from the mountain and he caught the golden calf people, I think he chased them and they all came here. This is Pro-Life News Report, May the 22nd. Top stories. 25% of Americans want abortion legal for any reason. Obama administration, silence on pregnant Christian woman sentenced to death is deafening. You know that one, right? You know none of that story? I'll see if we can dig it up for you. Sheriff investigate Planned Parenthood that didn't report rape of teen. So a teen was raped and they didn't report it, and the guy that did the raping, he went on to rape 18 other girls. Well, he's promoting business for Planned Parenthood. Why would they report him? He's an outside salesman. Newborn baby survived being buried alive for 3 days. Mom tried to hide the affair from her husband. Many years ago, in the land of septic systems, I had a customer that was who had a septic system business, and he installed septic systems, and you know he serviced what he installed, and he was called to a guy's house, and his septic system was clogged, and he asked them if they could clean it out, so they cleaned it out, and they told him, yeah, well, you know what happened to your septic system? There's a lot of condoms and clogged it up. He says, I don't wear condoms. How's that, huh? How's that learning things the hard way? More pro-life news. They had only dated for weeks, but when she became pregnant, he devoted himself to their baby. I had a buddy who was a real handsome guy, and he was a ladies' man. And he had a good heart, and he hung out in that crowd. We used to call him Super Jew. And he got a girl in trouble. He got a Jewish girl in trouble. And he was an honorable guy, so he offered to marry the girl and make things right. And her family said that he wasn't good enough for their daughter, so they took her to an abortion clinic. And after that, he snapped. He was never the same. He went beatnik. He went from a business suit to beatnik. And he was never the same. It was sad. People do get hurt. Pro-life teen assaulted after standing for life. His reaction is priceless. Abortion clinic worker quits after reading Abby Johnson's book. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecil Richards tells college graduates, my kids are all abortion activists. Yeah, where are their brothers and sisters? That's what we want to know. Wendy Davis, greeted by abortion Barbie posters in L.A. ahead of a fundraiser. Bill would curb wrongful birth lawsuits, wishing the baby was never born. How can you kill a kid, man? God trusts you to protect them. That's one of the greatest trusts that is placed upon you by God. You're protecting the life of someone who is helpless. Isn't the American creed the strong must always protect the weak? Don't you want that to be the American creed? Other abortionists are killing babies born alive like Kermit Gosnell. When will they be caught? They'll never be caught because the government that promotes abortion and sponsors it. Why do they sponsor it? Because they don't have to support the child? Is that it? Abortion activist throws rocks at and threatens pro-lifers at abortion clinic. Remembering a mother who died sparing her baby from abortion when cancer struck. I remember reading that story. What a brave mom. Oregon runs out of drugs for assisted suicides thanks to death penalty opponents. How can you be pro-life and for the death penalty? Oh, I could be for the death penalty and be pro-life. Yeah, you're going to tell me that guy that had that, kidnapped that little girl and then raped her and then buried her alive in a plastic bag with her teddy bear, you don't think that I want that guy to get the 3 squares a day in hospitalization? In a prison, I want him put in a bag with a teddy bear and buried alive. Why pro-lifers are winning the publicity war over abortion. Man, all you got to do is see abortion once. You'll never want one. New York program pushes HIV tests for 13-year-olds and sex ed for elementary school. New York is a cesspool. And it's got a communist mayor and an asshole governor. You don't need 6 bullets to kill a deer. How do you know the deer don't have guns? What a jerk. He'll say anything for a vote, man. If killing your mother could get you elected, he would sanction it. Pro-lifers can let a fine gale forget its abortion betrayal. That's a Fine Gael. That means that they're talking about Ireland. Fine Gael's a political party, and they sold out to abortion. So they're not a Fine Gael's anymore. Okay, here's a little bit of the story of the pregnant Christian woman. The president and the team can hardly afford another scandal, but that's exactly what they have on their hands. If the U.S. State Department insists on ignoring the plight of an American family, it's always an American citizen in Sudan. For 3 months, a young Christian wife, now almost 8.5 months pregnant, has been shackled in a Sudanese prison. Oh, that's the home. They hid Bin Laden and wanted to sell Bin Laden to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton said he had no money. You remember that? Yeah, they were going to arrest Bin Laden for Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton kicked the can down the road and knocked over two World Trade Center buildings. Authorities, those are the Clinton Towers. No matter how the Democrats lie, Bin Laden was given a second chance by the Clintonistas. It doesn't matter that Bush was on duty when the buildings came down. Clinton was the designer. Authorities who refused to recognize her marriage to a Christian man have sentenced her to 100 lashes for adultery and then execution for her faith. And President Obama bin Laden is doing nothing. And that American Marine who's rotting in a Mexican jail for 6 weeks already, you want him out tomorrow? Ban all travel to Cozumel and Acapulco. No ship can go there. No plane can go there. No American ship, no American plane. No ship carrying Americans, no plane carrying Americans can go to Cozumel and Acapulco. In 10 minutes, you'll have that Marine back. And the Mexican government is responsible for 20 million illegals in this country, and they should come get them. They should take them back and take care of them instead of dumping them on us and making us to be the bad guy with the help of the party of death. A county sheriff wants state agencies to probe the Planned Parenthood abortion business and determine why it purposely did not report the rape of a teenage girl that it saw as a customer, allowing the rapist to target other teen girls. Yes, it must be terrible when an older man brings a young girl in for an abortion. And nobody says anything. Yet if you bring a baby with one bruise into a hospital, the cops are going to talk to you. But the cops ain't talking to anybody going into the chop shops. Newborn baby survived being buried alive for 3 days out of Zimbabwe in Africa. She buried the child in a shallow grave. Imagine wild animals, hyenas and stuff like that can come and eat the baby. Very sad. Okay, so I told you enough. We will go to a tune and check our time schedule. We've got 25 minutes left. You want to hear what happy people sing about that are happily married?
Heaven on earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. heaven on earth. That's what you've made.
Tragedy at Churchill Downs today. A racehorse died Thursday at Churchill Downs after a freak fall that the trainer blamed on the sound of a starting gate bell blaring on the track's new sound system. The 5-year-old mare, Never Tell Linda, was walking toward the paddock on the dirt track when she reared, twisted, and fell, hitting her head, said her trainer, Kenneth Worth. She died before the first race of the day at the track that's home to the Kentucky Derby. A heartbroken Worth later said the horse was spooked by what he thinks was the sound of a starting gate bell coming from a commercial on Churchill's massive new video board. The system includes 750 speakers. We teach horses to break from that, he said, and you've got it on a loudspeaker that everybody in a two-city block can hear. Well, what's she going to do? She thinks she's supposed to take off, and that's what she did. And when she did, she lunged and lost her balance and went down. What a shame. It is sad, huh? Freak accidents. A lot of money on horses. Okay, want another tune? Want to hear about Hard Heart and Hannah? It's 3 minutes. We'll give you a happy birthday, baby. Talking about curriculum for public school, I call it pubic school, and the standards focus on 7 topics as the minimum essential content in schools for K-12 education: anatomy and physiology, puberty and adolescent development, identity, pregnancy and reproduction, sexually transmitted diseases and HIV, healthy relationships, and personal safety. topics are presented using performance indicators, what students should know and be able to do by the ends of grades 2nd, 5th, 8th, and 12th. Yeah, you want to hear the comments? Junior high school, I can see, but elementary school, not a chance in hell. That would, in my book, be on the wrong side of moral. With me, and there's no gray area, it's right or wrong, and teaching this in elementary school is wrong, and they're going to teach it in grammar school. They got kids doing BJs in the fifth grade, man. Wake up. You lost your country. The colleges are all brothels. I'm not impressed when a guy tells me he's a college graduate. I'm not impressed. And I'm coming on board late. There are younger people than me that are also not impressed. I totally agree. Just take the kids on a field trip to the zoo in the springtime and let them ask questions. Must we all walk and talk the same way? Now we'll be legislated on how to pee or poop. I can't wait for that one. The government cheese. Keep your big ugly nose away from our children's private parts. Government cheese screwed up everything. They touched a perfect score, 100% rotten. And this guy says, get your kids out of public school. If I had money, I tell you right now, if I had the money, I would make Catholic school available to any parent that wanted to raise their kids with a good education and moral character. Because the public schools, they're just dens of iniquity. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. Just who gave the government authority to teach anything sexual? It is really sad. In the 70s, psychiatrists used to say homosexuality was a disorder. Now it's an alternate lifestyle. Yeah, you know what else is an alternate lifestyle? Making love to a turtle. It's terrible, man. It's really sick. We're becoming a sick nation. We can't get our act together. Little nations are pushing us around. They think we're all sissies. It is really sad. You know, I heard when they opened up the American embassy in Baghdad, the brand new, well-protected American embassy in Baghdad, I heard that they had a gay pride parade inside that embassy. Now, you know that there are Iraqis that work inside that embassy. Now, what do you think happened when those Iraqis went to their diwaniya that night with their friends, having tea and sitting around and talking about the latest topics of the day? Hey, Abdullah, how'd you do today at the American embassy? Oh, you wouldn't believe what I saw. What did you see, Abdullah? The men were dressed as women. Oh, my God. Abdullah, is that true? I saw it with my own eyes. Mininaya, baby. It is really sad, man. We are a sick nation, getting sicker. I like when the guy says, the liberals will always say, what a man does in the privacy of his bedroom, what anybody does in the privacy of my bedroom. No, whatever a person does in the privacy of their bedroom is nobody's business. Well, I'll agree with that, but Your Honor, could we get search warrants for the attic, the garage, and the basement? Here's a teacher admits he helped Common Core. This ought to be interesting. To end white privilege. How's that? They're already indoctrinating the kids. Imagine your grandchild comes home and he tells you he's ashamed to be white because of what grandpa did to the slaves. What did I do to the slaves? I'm a slave. What are you talking about? What a joke, man. Divide and conquer, and we're all split up, man. We're Squabbleville. Everybody's squabbling. It is all based on state to state, not one standard for the whole nation. Those liberals have damaged brains, but they're damaging the brains of children. It's interesting that the self-flagellating teacher also had a lisp. Just saying. I don't know what that's about. Let me see. Do we have to read this article? No, they don't have. Oh, it's on a video. Okay. He has got to be kidding. I'm so sick of being termed white by the socialist communists. Just remember this. There are no black people in Russia. And the Russians are writing American propaganda. And there are no black people in China. And the Chinese are writing American propaganda. If you have to hyphenate us into groups, then I'm an American-American. Amen. Yep. Another white socialist that hates his own race. Who the hell is he to say anyone has white privilege? Yeah, you know what white privilege is? It's the same as black privilege. You get up in the morning and you go to work. And you work your ass off, and then you come home at the end of the day, and you turn on the TV, and some guy's telling you that you're a selfish bastard. Yeah, some billionaire is telling you. You don't spread the wealth around. Obama came to the White House with $3 million. My guess is he's up to $9 million. He's telling everybody he's only at between 1.5 and 7. Yeah. You want to see white privilege, you got to see Obama. He's got white privilege. Yeah, I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go to Occidental College. Yeah. I didn't go to Columbia. Obama's got that white privilege. More money has been spent on minorities, more Head Start, and you know that they can't get enough money. They just waste it and waste it. More welfare, more affirmative action and quotas, special education, and for what? A decade after decade of them not improving. A guy could come here from Globia, and the Democrats would give him a ladder with two broken rungs on the bottom. Inside of 10 years, that guy will be self-sufficient, he'll own a piece of the action, and he'll be living in a fancy house. A guy can get off the plane from Pakistan with everything he owns in a cardboard box tied with string. In 10 years, he will be self-employed and rich. Now, if he can do it, how about the guy that was born here with all of the privileges of being an American? Never mind white privilege. How about American privilege? Well, it's not a level playing field. Yeah. I'm looking out the window. There's 20 Mexicans sitting on my stoop. You know, they chatter so much. I'm trying to get some sleep at 6 in the morning, and now I got to listen to the construction trucks coming in, picking them up for work. When I get up in the morning at 10 or 11 to go get my unemployment check, the stoop is empty. That's when I should be taking a nap. Just have to say the divorce industry is a major factor in this sad state of affairs between husband and wife. Spouses versus offspring, common law versus justice of the peace. The state is in total control over every aspect of any spousal agreement. You want proof? Turn on any TV station and view spectacles like Divorce Court, Judge Alex, for starters. There's more. Just in these shows, I shed a light upon what movers and shakers of the divorce industry have authorized. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lawyers won't take your case unless you got a lot of money to pay them. You know, oh, you don't have to have the money, but we got to get 30% of a big hit. What's your claim? I got some wax on me from a passing taxi cab. They hadn't cleaned the cab properly, and I got hit with wax, and I slipped and fell. And I fell on, half of me fell on city property, and the other half of me fell on state property. And, okay, that's good. We could sue the cab company. We could take them for everything they got. Well, you know what? I really don't want to win that one because then I'd have to own the cab company and I'd have to work. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Why just look at the entertainment industry, musical chairs, marriages, oh, man, Hollywood, menage a trois. They got even menage a deux. Yeah, that's my favorite, menage a deux. Et al. Are titillating paparazzi of photos and reports. In comes Planned Parenthood and their solutions for wayward youth. Easy fix abortions. How else to destroy individual self-esteem than to violate a human's body, a fetus, and call all this legal? Yeah, it is really maddening, right? Oh, is God going to get us, man? We're going to be standing trial for a long time. Yeah, when they have the new Nuremberg trials, everybody that killed a kid is going to be hanging. And that includes the judges, the doctors, the nurses, the politicians are going first. A woman's right to choose. Give me that axe. What's in the bucket, mommy? It's your brother. They all follow Saul Alinsky's writings, and in those writings, he talks about the government control of education. In that way, you control what they read, what they listen to, and then as they get older, they become the useful idiots of the government. I'm going to give you a tune when we come back. We're going to be hip instead of square. What should we do? Hey, senorita. I played one the other night by Bobby Darin. I'm beginning to see the light. And I was saying to myself as I was listening to the tune, he died of heart failure as a young guy. And I bet you if he had that same situation today, he'd be alive. He could have been saved. So, it's nice to be rescued by good medicine. This is some of the goals of the ACLU. And you should know about them because they're the most influential legal group in the country. So hang in one second. These are some of the issues that they stand for. Legalization of homosexual marriage, legalization of child pornography, legalization of prostitution, legalization of live sex acts in public, legalization of sex between adults and children. The ACLU defends the North American Man-Boy Love Association, that's known as NAMBLA. O'Reilly has come out against them many times. whose motto is Sex Before 8 or It Is Too Late. Removing Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, removing our motto In God We Trust from the money, forcing the Boy Scouts to accept homosexual scout leaders, removing prayer from school and public events, abortion on demand without parental consent, legalizing illicit drugs, physician-assisted suicide, partial birth abortion. You know what partial birth abortion is? As long as you can see the kid's head, you can crush it. Mandatory sex education. Yeah, what kind of sex education? Abnormal sex, sick sex, legalized polygamy, tax-supported profane art. Here is what the ACLU is against. Parental notification for minors having abortions. School vouchers. Filters on public library computers. Sex offender registries. Broadcast decency laws, choose life license plates, tax exemption for churches, posting of the Ten Commandments of public property, prayer before high school football games, parental consent laws, abstinence before marriage sex education, the military strength of the United States. How's that? That's a worthy goal, isn't it? Very sad. Let me see if I can find the 40. Here we go. These are the 45 goals of the Communist Party. I may skip some of them, but I'm going to hit most of them. Hang in there. This is from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, and it was read into the congressional record in 1962. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. That means that the Soviets love coalitions because they end up destroying the enemy inside. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the U.S. would be a demonstration of moral strength. Obama's working on that one for sure. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet allies. 6. Provide aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. 7. They want to break the bank here, folks. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. That was Nixon and Henry Kissinger. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Their goal is to take over the UN, and they have done it. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Is that the army that Obama's talking about, bigger than the American army? Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other as they do now in the Congo. So this was back in 62. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Here's the one that's going to get you. Do away with all loyalty oaths. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Done. Accomplished. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Here you go. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. White preference. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. 18, get control of all student newspapers. 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20, infiltrate the press. And they list NBC, CBS, I'm only kidding, ABC, PBS. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions and positions. 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. They got Pornowood. They got many channels on TV. Cable is, Fox Cable is one of the few channels left that tells the truth. And a lot of people can't afford cable. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness. Well, you can see that in the women in the Democrat Party. Repulsive, definitely, and meaningless art. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press, which is not to be given to the Tea Party. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Accomplished. Present. Now, you see Putin stand on homosexuality, not for his country, but for his enemies, definitely. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Here's a sad one. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. We all need religious crutches. Eliminate prayer as any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and snake. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Are these guys winning the war on America? Huh, that's 30 victories they've already had. Belittle all forms of American culture. Make the American feel inferior to other higher intellectual forms in the world. Destroy the great spirit of America. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it's only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over and murdered 12 million Ukrainians, and now they're back to do it again. Murdered, drove 2 million Tatars out of the Crimea and sent them to death camps. Yeah, and add your favorite here. Murdered the entire officer corps of the Polish army. give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. Eliminate all laws of procedure which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Yeah, use the IRS to investigate the Tea Party. Get the goods on Dinesh D'Souza, but overlook the bribe-taking of the Clintons. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Done. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. They've tried on more than one occasion. And Mullah Mullah didn't do a good job as director of the FBI. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. It is sad to see the Teamsters in the camp of communism. And I know that they vote the union because the union gives them good benefits. But in their heart of hearts, they know that the union is voting for communists. Do not do it. And don't let anybody see your ballot. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Is that why the Agricultural Department bought 1.8 billion rounds for submachine guns? Well, how many rounds did the public library get? Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat, and sentence you to a time in a straitjacket. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. I met a guy who refused to join the Russian military, and they put him in a crazy house. They put him in an asylum. I said, "How did you survive?" He said, "I did everything they told me to do." He said he saw a lot of professors being given overdoses of drugs that cook your brain. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Wherever there's upheaval, you will find the communists. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court a jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Check off all the ones you think they reached, weep for your country, and answer one question. How do you know you're not brainwashed? Let's see how much time we got left. What much time we got left? We're out of time. We'll do one tune on the way out. Don't forget this Memorial Day weekend while you're enjoying hot dogs and beer to say a little prayer for the GIs that are suffering from PTSD and getting shoddy treatment at the VA. And like I said last night, if you got that kind of a problem, go talk to a priest or a rabbi. Get some help. Talk to anybody. Don't keep it in. Get it off your chest. And the best person to talk to is God, because he knows what you're going through. Thank you.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Muslims crucify two teen boys for being Christians by Onan Coca. In another example of Islamic savagery, rebels in Syria, President Obama's allies, remember, have tortured and murdered many Christians in recent days. The reports of their violence are escaping the war-torn nation in whispers and hushed rumor. One such rumor comes out of the town of Maluli, which is just north of Syria. Reports state that two young Christian boys were tortured and crucified by a Muslim mob for refusing to denounce Christianity. One of the young men was crucified in front of his father, who was then also murdered by Muslim monsters. A similar incident took place just a few months ago. It seems crucifixion is becoming a favorite method of murder for the Islamists. I have seen pictures of young boys nailed to wooden chairs. A similar incident took place just a few months ago. But there are other examples. The Catholic Church is reporting through some of their people still on the ground in Syria that Christians are being subjected to medieval terrors at the hands of local Islamists. In an area called the Abri, which is an industrial zone just outside of Damascus, Islamist criminals began murdering men, women, and children just as they entered the city. Even more disgusting, the murderous group played soccer with the heads of many victims once they were finished. What the monsters did with the pregnant women and their unborn babies is even more disturbing. They pulled the children from their mothers and hanged the babies from a tree by their umbilical cords. Over the last few months of reporting on Muslim atrocities around the world, I have begun to grow accustomed to this barbaric behavior of these Islamists. Their actions continue to shock and disturb me. It seems that their bloodlust cannot be satisfied, and that with each new act of monstrosity, they are trying to outdo the last act of violence. Some commenters are quick to jump on me when I use the word extremist in articles like these. I do that for a reason. It makes life easier. People get mad when you characterize a whole group by the actions of some. With good reason, I would hate to be judged by the actions of others. However, in Islam, the extremists are the majority. In fact, it's the moderates who are in the minority, and most of them live here in the West. In our ally countries of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Egypt, the majority of the populations believe that anyone converting from Islam to Christianity should be executed. In Afghanistan and Iraq, the majority of people believe that honor killings are sometimes justified. Honor killings being the murder of a girl who the family believes may be dishonoring them in some way. This is scary for many reasons, one especially being that our ally countries are generally considered to be of the more moderate variety in the Islamic world. So, dear reader, when I say extremist Muslim, please understand I mean most of Islam. We must pray and press our political representatives to do so, fat chance, and what they can do to help ease the burden of Christians living in the Muslim world. The horror of what our brothers and sisters and our fellow human beings are living through are unspeakable, and we should be doing whatever we can to help. And there's comments, I think this calls for a holy war, the Crusaders did it, so can we. Remember, we did the same to our own God. The actual God of the universe, or the one we are forced to believe in as innocent children, turned it all to glass. Turn it all to glass, the guys. Muslims are filth. Nuke them. From what I have read, I think we've all forgotten. Oh, they're going to do the old Crusades. Yeah. You know why the Crusades started? Because Muslims were torturing and robbing innocent caravans coming to visit the birthplace of Jesus. And that's how the Crusades started, to protect the caravans. But the communists will never tell you that. And the communists have a lot of influence in the Muslim world. And they have a lot of influence on Islam. You don't believe that. You don't know that. Did you know that Zawahiri was educated in the Soviet Union? That's the number one Al-Qaeda chief. Wonderful Christian opportunities now opening for Christians everywhere to butcher Muslim garbage in churches by first hanging them upside down naked. Terrible, man. Terrible. Yes, you know what? When people do get violent, everybody gets nasty. And when they fight fire with fire, everybody gets burned. Everybody is talking about a religion, and nobody's talking about common sense. Why does it have to become political? What does Obama have to do with these killings? Muslims as well as Christians, Crusaders, have killed millions before now. They all go back to the 7th century to justify murder in the 21st century. Well, here's a guy with some numbers. In the past 1,400 years, Islam has murdered 270 million non-believers, 80 million Hindus killed, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists, 120 million Africans. As this is out of date and doesn't count the Muslims killing Muslims for not being Muslim enough. When we get rid of the Muslim in the White House, then we need to start on getting rid of the Muslims everywhere. What can you say? What can you say? You say you look out for your family, you take care of yourself. And that's nice, as long as they will let you live free. But they will always be able to drag you into something, into a squabble, in squabble land. Okay. We shall exit with a parade.